in the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo. And they're underwear, fingers and nose. And poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three. Men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you leave?
Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, down in the studio
basement
of our Remasculate Studios, joined again by... Yay, Tracy Taylor.
Yay, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Of course. People always, well, not always, I had them say, this is Remasculate. I thought this was a show about getting guys' things back on track and getting manly things. And I go, nobody has more balls than Tracy Taylor.
That's right, mine are bigger than yours.
That's what I tell
all y'all.
That's what I tell everybody.
That's right.
So you're always welcome to come in.
Well, thank you.
And set the people straight.
And chop them off.
That's right.
That's it? Right. Dangle them in front of you and then might roast them up and eat them for dinner. Just like a placenta on the Kardashians.
Oh, are you still watching that stuff?
No, but Lamar I am concerned about because I love Chloe and Lamar. They were a couple crush of mine.
Right, but what happened?
Well, I mean, they were almost replacing the David Beckham couple crush.
What?
Well, because, you know, it's... Lamar, I mean, he's
Lamar.
He's dark. He's hot.
Are you on the chocolate train?
No, I'm just saying that if I were to be, you know, Cheaty McCheaterson, do I really want Posh Spice? She's kind of a twig.
Uh-huh.
Chloe seems like she's crazy. We've seen all the episodes of her hanging the love swings.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I think it'd be okay. But we've also now found out that he's been cracked out.
Yeah, you said you came in, what,
$800, $1,000 a day? $800 to $1,000 a day. He's been out of their home since May and living in the Roosevelt Hotel.
And we are just now finding out about this.
Right.
How does the press that follows the Kardashian, I mean, we know about it. How has he been in this place since May? And we're just like, he's now missing.
And they were like, he treated it like a flop house. 6 to 8 people were in there through the day and night. It was like, and I think flop house, I mean, I watch a lot of CSI and Criminal Minds and things. I know what a flop house looks like.
It's a crack house.
It's crack shack.
Yeah.
Right. Like spray paint on the wall.
And there's a mattress with stains on it.
Pizza boxes. Things are torn down.
There's a rat that runs across when you first open the door.
There's drywall. It's like an unfinished basement.
It looks like this.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess now Chloe had given him the ultimatum. You go to rehab or what? And then it said, yes, he went to rehab for like an hour, and then it said no, he never went, and his people can't be gotten hold of. Now I don't know where he's flopping now, but it's not their house.
But that is a lot of crack.
Well, and I also think that why they weren't focusing so much on Lamar, this was when the NBA season ended, so it was like kind of focus off, and the show's still airing, and there's so many of those damn kids to keep up with.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, I mean, fine, so what are they gonna do, the husband, the one of them, you know, it's just so, yeah.
Well, now there's a baby they got to keep track of now, too, right? The Northwest?
They call her Nori, which is, I think, cute for a little nickname.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to name your baby Northwest, then do call it Nori.
Nori.
Please call it Nori.
Why would you name your kid something that is a joke? I mean, Northwest is a joke.
Well, if they have another one and they name it Southeast, it's going to be a big joke.
Exactly.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And I don't know what the baby's middle name is either.
Pole.
North Pole West.
Keep it off the pole.
Yeah, keep it off the pole. Cute baby, though. Have you seen pictures of little North?
I have. It looks like a Puerto Rican boy. That's what I thought was so weird. When I saw the picture,
I thought it looked like Ray J. I was like, oh, holy Ray J. And also in the news, this is big, Carrie Underwood fell. She was performing in 5-inch stilettos, which I can vouch for this. These are not easy shoes to wear.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a platform on the toe, a little easier. But 5 inches, that's tall, y'all. That puts me over 6'1".
Right.
Right. So, and she had this long flowing black skirt on, and she stepped backwards in the
heel caught the dress?
Yes, and she landed on her ass.
Oh, it could have been one of those things where the heel catches the dress and pulls the dress off.
No, it didn't pull the dress off. It caught her and she landed on her butt. And then I just saw a picture of Sofia Vergara. She's hot. Uh-huh. She was taking a run during a lunch break. Why are you running? I just don't get it. She's so hot. Like, she doesn't even need to run.
I just ate
McDonald's. Like, I should be running, Sofia. And she fell down too, flat on her butt. Celebrities on their asses. That's not the topic of the show. It was just.
I like it, though. Celebrities on their asses.
Yes, I'm in.
The girlfriend now has, she's addicted, seriously addicted to TMZ news.
I was just reading TMZ. It's funny.
But she gets it on, like, alerts and she listens to the live uh-huh. podcast. And she's just become, like, addicted. And she goes, is it reputable news? Is it actual?
Is it true?
Yeah. And I think it is, don't you?
I think it's probably the closest to true news that we could probably get in the Hollywood dome of things. Because, like, The Inquirer, pretty spot on. You'll read some stuff and then, like, 2 or 3 months later, like, I saw that at the check stand. That's not true.
Well, I remember years ago, Roseanne Barr told me that because she was in the tabloids all mm-hmm. the time, that if it's in one, it's a possibility. If it's two, probably. And if it's in all of them, yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, they're catching you with the camera. But everybody's being caught with the camera. This one's a good one, too. So The Hills, I'm sure your girlfriend, Janet, watched this probably diligently, and she probably knows every word to everything. Kristen Cavallari, and she married Jay Cutler, former quarterback. Uh-huh. Okay, so they live in Illinois. She was arrested and booked in Illinois. She got, like, cuffed and stuffed because she had not changed her driver's license from California to Illinois. And you only have, like, maybe, geez, I don't know, a certain amount of days, uh-huh. 30 days tops. And I'm thinking, I've been back in Colorado from Las Vegas for 6 months, and I have not changed my driver's license.
And I was talking to somebody
in
Las Vegas.
This is 90 days. Back in Vegas, it was 30 days mm-hmm. and a $2,500 fine if you got pulled over.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But they love to make their money. I got in a car crash. I caused a 3-car pileup in Vegas. And all I had to do.
You said that nonchalantly.
Well, it was probably my third crash. I'd hit a bus there. People drive like assholes in Vegas. And I mean, it's just a whole different set of driving because it's tourist driving, it's cabs driving, it's transient people that live there driving. And then there's me.
Well.
Behind the wheel.
Well, I think everybody drives.
Look the fuck out because here I am.
Everybody drives with this attitude. Oh, there's the street we need. Well, oh, there's the stroke. Yeah, I think everybody drives with that attitude.
There. Well, and it's home of the U-turns that I found. And whether or not it says you can make a U-turn or not, go ahead. U-turn. But I was a fan of driving with my knees, maybe a little texting and driving, maybe uh-huh. a little sunroof open.
Isn't that illegal?
Well, it all was illegal. We should make a big example out of me right now. And I'm going to by saying.
You're turning yourself in as
I,
we speak.
Well, they just want your money. I caused a 3-car pileup and they send me a ticket and it's like $244. Well, what happens if I don't show up for court because I'm back in Denver? Mm-hmm. Well, there'd be a warrant out for your arrest, but just pay the $244 and you're good. I just pay $244 after I wrecked two people's car. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm out. See ya.
A warrant. They're like, just send in $500. It comes off your record in a second. They just want the revenue. Here, you have to go to court, show up at 8:05, be there. They call your name. It's roll call. It's like a situation to go to court at Douglas County. It is, mm-hmm. and it's scary as fuck because you don't know if you're going to get arrested. And I don't even know if I'm doing anything and I know I'm in trouble. I mean, I just know that there's some lurking bullshit out there. If you're listening, don't bring it up. But I know that there's some shit out there that they're. I could walk into jail cell
and never walk out
and not walk or go into a courtroom and not walk out.
I felt that same exact thing when I had to go to Douglas County and I got my concealed weapons permit for my gun to carry a gun.
Oh, because
I had to be fingerprinted and background check. And I thought the exact same, like, okay, good luck with this. Because, you know, like, I used to drink.
They want a background check me to be a volunteer at school. I've got to volunteer 30 hours at the Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do it.
I don't know what kind of background check they do. Because they do the national FBI.
I don't want to do the training because I don't want the background check. Well, what are you checking? My financials? That what I bounce checks? I mean, I don't know what we're checking.
It's a full blown. Yeah, it's a full. Well, I don't know about the school, but if it's a background, an actual background check.
Well, I mean, it's a real for real. Like,
they, yeah, and of course, around kids, they want you to have a good background.
Of course, you would want them to have. I'm like, of course, I would want you to background check the hell out of anybody that's going to be around my kids, except for me.
Let me take my word for it. I'm good. All the people, take my word for
it. I'm fine. It's fine. So, yeah, I'm a little nervous about that. But 30 hours of Catholic school community service was something I was like, okay. I'm in. But it's funny. It's the fall festival this weekend. And if you drop off a cake, that counts for an hour. If you drop off a case of soda, it counts for an hour. So I see myself buying my way through this volunteer.
I see a lot of Safeway cakes and a lot of Safeway Dr. K.
Who doesn't love the Mr. K?
those ripoff. I have to say the ripoff colas at Safeway.
Yeah.
Work fine for me.
No, I can't do it.
You can't?
No, you could blindfold me and I could tell you what every single one of those sodas are. Pepsi, Mr. K, whatever, Coke, I could do it all. I could probably even do it with an orange drink, Fanta versus Sunkist versus Crush. I am crazy. I have a palate like the guy on Top Chef.
Well, why aren't you on one of those shows?
I should be.
This is a little too salty. I taste too much cumin. And
I don't know. Radio took up so much time.
I used to say my mom was like that. My mom was one of those that we'd be.
And McDonald's, I mean.
How do you have a nice palate and still be able to eat McDonald's without immediately throwing it up through your nose? I don't. But we'd be out somewhere and my mom would be somewhere and go, this is really good. Mm-hmm. And then she'd be like, oh, you could make this at home. I take you. There's a little bit of cinnamon.
She knows what's in there.
It was almost like an analytical lab test went on in her mouth.
She got her napkin and her pen. She's like, I'm just going to, let me do a little recipe here.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And I thought, that you ought to be on like CSI.
You know, yeah, except for then when it doesn't come out so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried.
Have you done that?
I've tried to recreate stuff. I'm like, oh, I could do that at home. Now, drinks I could do. I'm not even really a big drinker. I'm not a good drinker either, but there's, well, you know, the mojito that I make that Janet loves so much, the cucumber situation.
She loved that,
who doesn't really? I mean, you would have, even though you don't drink.
I would have my day.
Yeah, well, we were trying to slip it to you, little roofie. I can do drinks. You know, I could probably remember, you know, this amount of this and that amount of that, but, you know, cooking is really for people that like to cook.
Cooking is for anybody that knows how to read. That's what I have found.
Well, and I can read, but like really, it's just, I don't know, it's a lot of time, a lot of preparation.
True. That part's true. Did you know there is a website, though, dedicated to recreating recipes? Like, you know, you go, I love the Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, right.
Here is the recipe for their stuff. Or I would love to know how to make the taco
Here's
meat
the
at McDonald's.
Bloomin' Onion or something.
There's a website dedicated to recreating like all the
restaurants.
Yeah,
it's called fucking Pinterest.
That too, but no, there's.
I love the girl on Pinterest. There's a gal on Pinterest who's tried everything that she's seen pinned.
Uh-huh.
And it's everything's just an epic fail.
Everything
which I should never be saying because I'm going to be 41 this month. Epic and fail in the same sentence. I apologize.
What the?
Please, Jesus. No, complete, total failure. Every idea, like the
like she tries to make the cupcakes she sees.
The Cookie Monster cupcakes where it's like got Cookie Monster faces on it. And it's like. Splatted, you know, blue but frosting.
Maybe that's her thing, though.
It's
to epic fail it.
Funny though, every single one of them is funny.
She can't be that retarded.
I don't know. Well, it doesn't ever come out the way that it says it's going to come out, and that's kind of the funny thing about Pinterest is that there's people that pin these things that it looks so good, and you think you can do it, and. Doesn't look like that.
Pinterest sucks you in and out. Like there's times like I won't go near it for a long time.
For a long time.
And then somebody will repin something of mine and then I'll go over. Next thing I know, it's 2 or 3 days worth of just like I'm all over.
Well,
this
and
thing.
It's and, just like and I'm gonna make tacos this week and I'm going to make quilts and I have a lot of things going on. I'm gonna wash the dog. I mean, I've got a lot with this new natural dog shampoo I can make out of olive oil. I mean, there's like new things all the time. I'm finding out, but I don't ever do them.
What is your social media choice of all the
Facebook.
Stuff? You like that the best?
Probably, yeah. Twitter, I can handle the 140 characters, but I'm not good at posting on both. And I know there's the apps where it will post both for you.
Yeah, but you're not really supposed to.
I just don't really. don't know.
I'm liking Twitter more and more and more because I find there's a lot. I think there's people on Twitter that get the joke and understand that things are just
God,
a joke.
Oh my God, nobody gets a fucking joke. Can I tell you something? This is sad. In a funny way.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
My grandpa asked my dad to ask me to remove him, block him from my Facebook.
Because of your naughty, dirty.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa, who's 87,
uh-huh.
who I don't barely ever talk to. How guilty is that? Like, I'm the worst granddaughter ever. And I have to block him. Like, I have to go to his face and hit block on grandpa. Tell me about the good old days.
Well, why don't you just refocus your statuses to something more appropriate to, if it works for him,
and then
it'll
my
work
mom's
for
like, well, yeah, well, then focus on the fucking family. But my mom's like, remove every family member from your thing. And I go, you know what? How about this? Why don't you tell them to block me? Because there's 5,000 people on that list and I'm not going through. Everyone has different last
name. You're right. That is a much better idea.
You
to just
all
go ahead.
Can just block me.
Good point.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'll do grandpa courtesy because I'm sure he's new to Facebook and doesn't really want to block me and doesn't know how to do it. But he does. Because then it became my mom goes, well, we had a 30-minute conversation about you, about your Facebook.
Right.
And I go, okay, well, I'm going to block you too. And then nobody has anything to talk about.
Yeah.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, my pastor said something to me about my... Mm. He actually said it to Janet. We were leaving church, and he goes, can't you do anything about some of the stuff he posts on Facebook?
Probably not.
And she was like, you're going to know? Like, say, yeah, you're right, no. But I don't ever think I post something that's, like, horrible. I post on the line, and I post.
I know what I posted that sent it over the edge. I do.
What was it?
I know exactly what I did. We were at church. We were at Mass. People were wearing jean shorts and flip-flops.
At Mass.
And I hashtagged it, and I said mass holes, and then I deleted the post, like, within 1 second. 2 seconds. It wasn't even up for 2 seconds, but it must have hit his feed long enough to... I don't know how that shit stays up on Facebook. Do you know if it stays up on the feed once you... post and delete it, doesn't it go the fuck away?
No, I don't think it does, because
Well, you know what? That is not fair, because all y'all are seeing too much of my stuff.
Because I did that with Twitter.
I'm finger happy.
I posted something, and then I immediately thought...
It doesn't go away on Twitter.
No, because it'll be off your feed,
yeah,
but it's already in other people's. It's
right.
Like, it hit theirs.
Okay, but so...
So it's like,
well,
just be careful before you pull the trigger.
Well, I'm,
but your status.
I love to cock it and pull it.
Your status is Tracy Taylor. See how we almost did this like radio again? It's almost like your radio. Mm-hmm. Your status is Tracy Taylor, who I'm here sitting talking to. Mm-hmm. You have some pretty good statuses.
They're pretty funny.
You have some really funny statuses.
Well, I mean, I'm bored.
Is that what it is? Does it come from just laying around? And...
Sometimes, you know, things just hit you. You know how it is. You're a stand-up comedian.
Right. They hit you out of nowhere.
It's just out of nowhere. Just things will, or you'll see things, or I know how to word things to make it a little bit more funny than just.
Well, certain words are funny.
Well, yeah. Or, you know, I think I posted something about missing a spot shaving on my knee so it looked like the lead singer of the Spin Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
it's things that reference.
It's like a little
references.
Funny. It's a little referencey. People relate to shaving.
We're talking
Spin Doctors.
Talking about how people get things and don't. Early this morning, I had the idea for a joke that I put on Twitter. You know, if you saw it about Walmart has the Halloween stuff out. I picked up a skull and it was attached to a blue smock.
Yeah,
the employees are. Yeah. So Twitter retweet like.
Sure.
I put it on Facebook. That's mean.
Stop it.
I work at Walmart. Well, it's a joke. It's a joke.
I posted thank you, State of Nevada, for the nice shiny unemployment card. And somebody, and this is a girl who I went to high school with, and this is really funny because I ended up blocking her after her two shitty little posts. But she's somebody who she doesn't realize who I am now because I have a different part of my name. And we had egged her locker when she was a sophomore and I was a senior. We stood over our lockers and threw eggs over and hit Amy Westbrook, you fucking bitch's locker.
Uh-huh.
And I know these eggs hit her. We stole them from home ec. It was but I know that she doesn't know that it's me now. I'm pretty sure she doesn't. I'm almost 100%. Anyway, she goes off on my Facebook. Somehow she's on my friends list. About how people like me are killing the economy and why don't I have a fucking job and this, that, and the other. And this other guy's like...
And you're like, eat me.
I'm not going to pay for you to do this and that. And then she posts something else. And I'm like, you don't think that I want to work? Like, do you really think that I enjoy the state of Nevada and them sending me, however much money they send me a week in practically pennies? F you too, and block, block, block.
Hey, did you write this back to him on your Obama phone that you got for
her? So after I swam my credit card and paid my bill.
And got some steaks and caviar with my...
Somebody wrote that, like, go get a Kobe steak and a drink. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking Shanahan's with the credit card. It's not like I'm, oh, hey.
Here's my EBT or whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't say that. But it says, like, you know, it looks like a legitimate debit card. But because I posted, like, oh, yay, it's shiny and pretty. It has, like, nice horses and a nice desert background. Made me miss Nevada a little bit. They just went off on me about how I should get a job.
I think there's a lot of bitter people on Facebook. Like Twitter, I think you almost have to be a little bit...
Well, Twitter's they're just loose. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. Comedians. But you have to understand how to work Twitter. Like Facebook, like you said, your grandpa can sit there and just go, okay, I read that. With Twitter, you have to understand how to work Twitter. Mm-hmm. You have to know where to go. You have to know how to follow people.
Right.
Because you can't. Because a lot of people will just tweet something and go, I did it once.
I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, and they're like, nobody got your Twitter because you don't follow anybody. Right. Nobody follows you.
Right.
That's why you don't understand how it works. That's
exactly
why you hate this.
By the way, I'm at Tracy Radio.
At Tracy Radio?
Yeah, what's yours?
I'm at Steve McGrew.
Yeah.
I've got almost 14,000 followers.
I have like, you know, maybe 500 or 600 because I'm not very active on there. And I follow back just about everyone that follows me. So
I do. I follow back. And so
my
Janet asked me
ratio is the same of following and followers.
Yeah. And it works with if you get bigger people to follow you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I got a bunch of stars.
Yeah, Rodney Atkins followed me the other day. So did Wiz Khalifa.
Then their followers go, who's that?
Yeah, then I got like four or some. Yeah, but it's nice to see that when they have the little blue check mark.
Isn't it?
Then you're like,
them.
Oh, it's legit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had Maria Shriver follow me back and a couple of the Real Housewives.
That's kind of cool. You know, because Janet still freaks out about, because she's a giant Oak Ridge Boys fan. Mm-hmm. And Joe Bonzel is a friend and been on the podcast and stuff. And we were at Kenny Rogers' concert over the weekend up at Copper Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And she had posted a picture and Joe Bonzel wrote back, you know, over Twitter to her. And she's like, oh my God, he wrote back. You know, it's like,
oh
like still, like, people don't understand that celebrities are you and I.
Yeah.
They are you
well,
and
yeah,
I.
Well, yeah, like Jared Neiman, like we could tweet him right now and he'd write back. I mean,
they're just people.
If they're following you and you can get them to follow you, they do check those direct messages.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rodney Atkins. And it is, there are a few, I don't want to call them D-listers because that'd be mean if they would be listening. Let's call them B-listers.
Yeah.
Like Jana Kramer.
Yeah. No, let's call D-listers. Let me ask you.
She was a little bit bigger when she was engaged to Brantley Gilbert, but now they're apart.
Yeah. And blame it on their busy schedule.
Their busy schedule.
What is her busy schedule? She's following him around?
No, she's been on tour with Blake Shelton.
Really?
She opened
playing
for Blake.
Two songs?
No, opening for Blake. I know Gwen Sebastian, also from The Voice, was on that tour. And I know her pretty well. And they had a really good time.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Blake Shelton's the shit.
Oh,
I mean,
he's blown up. He's
are you
gone,
kidding me with this?
I remember the days of standing
of
on a
Austin.
Chair next to him. Yeah.
Yes.
I was doing an interview standing on a chair so I'd be as tall as him.
Blake Shelton with the Old Red song.
Was that not one of the worst ever?
That was the worst song ever. I was so happy when we dropped it, and then it came back. And then we dropped it, and it came back.
But there's people that love that.
They do.
They
the
love...
prison song. Oh, you don't play Old Red? Oh, I'm turning this station on.
Oh, God. No one escapes Old Red. Well, you brought up Rodney Atkins. Let me bring this up.
Sure.
Because Rodney was like massive for a while. Just
for a hot minute.
Remember, just massive. Just,
well, he did. If you're going through hell. Okay, so that whole album or CD, whatever you want to call it, he did on his laptop
computer
all by himself.
Yeah, I remember that.
With the same editing system that you're
probably using right now,
and made a CD all by himself, like.
And it was all great songs.
With his kid in the room.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just...
Because every once in a while you hear him go, shh, daddy's recording.
Quiet. down. This is your retirement fund. Yeah, I mean, so being self-made in the way that you actually sat down and made it by yourself mm-hmm. is kind of cool. I've always had a really cool, good respect for Rodney Atkins. Please go ahead with your
story. Me too. And I thought he was going to be a big, giant rising star because he did this on his own. And it mm-hmm. seems that he's faded a bit. And I don't want to cast shit, but doesn't it seem like his, like there's people that have come, Jake Owen comes out of nowhere, and good for Jake. I love Jake again, too.
Well, he was like a total sucker to me one time, and I told him off like 5-6 years later. I was like, guess what you did to me like 5 years ago? You were such an asshole. And he apologized. Thanks, Jake, by the way, for that. He's nice now, but he was a total jerk face back when he was up and coming. Mm-hmm. What was the Jake Owen? So there was one or two, and then he kind of
faded,
dropped off.
But
he was in that Rodney Atkins era.
All about the same time.
This is my thing. Try harder. Where's Jack Ingram? He actually does station voice reads for radio.
You're listening to,
you're listening to Blankety Blank on Blankety Blank. Yeah. So Jack Ingram, who's love you, love your song. He sang that. I mean, that was a great song. Mm-hmm. He did Lips of an Angel.
He was just at the Grizzly Rose, and attendance was lower than it should have been.
It's very crazy that it's like there's no, like, what happened? And I always just laugh and just go, try harder. Why didn't y'all try harder? If you just would have tried harder.
I think that the business is so weird and cutthroat that it's all about the money that's behind you. Like, they just go, next. I don't want to work any harder with you. Give me next. Who's next?
You know? Think that there's like a guy in a creepy suit smoking a cigar with like a wingtip shoes is like, next, bring him in.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. I've watched two Alfred Hitchcock movies now about, you know, him and the blonde. You've seen any mm-hmm. of those Hitchcock? Because he kind of just ran through the blonde actresses. Hitchcock did. That's kind of like, then even the movie, who's your new starlet this year? It's going to be Tippi Hedren.
Right.
You know, like he just runs through them in these movies.
Sure.
And I think Nashville, in sort of way, is that now because we don't have the stars that we used to have. There's no
Shania's. There's no Garths. There's no Georges.
See what I'm saying? They're just next. Next, right. Who's the next single? Who's going to make us some money and we'll throw them out
the
door?
Well, and they're getting younger too, like that little Hunter Hayes. They started him at like 15. They're like, all right, little Bieber boy, let's do this thing. Yeah, I called him Justin Bieber country to his face. He almost smacked me.
Did he really?
Yeah. His mom caught his hand. Oh.
Did he really?
Don't hit her. You can't hit a girl. He said, I was going to hug her. I go, I think you're going to smack me. No, he was a little precious little gem. He did some stuff for us in Vegas at House of Blues.
Did you ever have a guy on Bradley Gaskin?
Remember? Probably.
He did that song, Mr. Bartender.
Yeah, I don't think I bonded with him. There was a few that, I mean, in Vegas, working in Vegas, I met everyone.
Yeah. I totally bonded with him. The Honky Tonk General is his Twitter handle. But I thought he was going to be big. John Rich was behind him, pushing him.
Yeah, okay.
Amazing voice, great writer. He's been writing songs for other people.
Right.
I just thought he was going to be great. And I talked to him the other day. He's been dropped by the label. I mean, he got a standing ovation at the radio. You know, they do the CSR.
Right.
He got a standing ovation. Like, this guy's going to be huge. And now the thing is, he was too country. The rumor that's going around, it was just too country.
Well, I mean, country is leaning on the pop country.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was going to have him on the show because I wanted to talk to somebody that got that freaking close.
Well, there's a lot of them that have made it and are gone. Okay, Dina Carter, where are you? Clint Black, where are you? I mean, I'm sure you're retiring on your millions for that. At least Clint Black probably is, you know, kicking back and taking names.
But Dina Carter had, what, two, three songs?
And she had a bottle of strawberry wine she's out.
I think she still lives around going, I shaved my legs for
this. She's like, did I shave my legs for this?
For this? Okay,
even get like a Vanguard Award or something. but there's no more Rebas. There's a Taylor Swift who glammed it up for the VMA Awards. I mean, you know, they don't even want to consider her country half the time.
Oh, let's go to the VMA Awards. Now that you brought that up.
I had to go there.
You had to.
I had to segue.
What did you think?
She was just being Miley.
That's it. That should just be okay. Here's my deal. Let me tell you this, and then you go with it.
Okay.
Everybody keeps saying, you know, she's just trying to lose the Hannah Montana thing. She's just trying to put that
lost it.
Lost it. Didn't that go away years ago? I mean,
it's been
you
gone.
You can't keep using that excuse.
It was gone when she did the stripper pole on the ice cream truck on the Teen Kids Awards on the Nickelodeon.
Or it was gone.
That was
when
4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was gone when she was caught on video smoking out of a bong at a party.
Right.
It was gone when
it was gone.
What is your take on? She's just trying to lose that.
Now, how old is Miley? Do we know?
I think she's 19 or 20 now.
Okay, so we're not of legal drinking age.
Right.
Okay, so A, we shouldn't be acting drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking our tongue out like we just had blue Otter Pops that were like laced with ecstasy.
That camel tongue freaks me out.
The hair was okay. If we're talking about like VMA style, her hair was cool. She was edgy.
But hadn't it already been done? That looked like a Gwen Stefani.
Just gonna say it's a little Gwen Stefani. It's a little Japanese. It's a little anime.
Yeah,
you know. I will never look at a foam finger the same.
You will never use a foam finger the same?
Anything foam ever. anything foam just freaks me out now. Now I've got a foam fetish. I'm like foamed out. The foam finger for me was too much. Her with Robin Thicke, who has a wife,
uh-huh.
Not only has a wife, but is 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with an age difference. Guy, girl, guy, I don't care. You don't care either.
No, I don't care.
We'll date 30 years younger. I'm going to be 41. Does any 13-year-olds want to date me? I'm in.
All okay, right? That got weird there for a minute.
No, I'm joking. It would have to be well into the 30s. But anyway, the whole thing with Robin even just standing there letting her do that, the twerk, which has just been added to the Oxford Dictionary, hello, stupid America, which did you even know what that dance was called?
Yeah, no, I did because of the internet.
It's nothing. It's grinding. If it was
well, the actual twerking, from what I'm finding out from a couple of black comic friends,
it's not necessarily done on your hands and knees.
No,
or your
no,
feet
but
and
part
hands.
Of, part of twerking is having a butt big enough to make it actually clap.
It actually makes it jiggle. Yeah, yeah.
With your butt cheeks. Do.
That's nice.
That's what actual twerking is supposed to be. So she didn't even have enough of that to do it.
I don't know what she was doing, but I hope she took a pregnancy test.
I love the picture of where they show the dead skinned chicken and her butt up close. Have you seen that on the internet?
No, I haven't seen that.
Her latex shorts going up her cooch looks exactly like the dead part of a chicken if you pulled a chicken's legs apart.
Disgusting.
And that's all over. I know.
Well, that outfit's been done. Madonna did that outfit already. Britney did that outfit already. So it's not like she came with these great strides of wearing a bikini top and in those bottoms. I mean, the shoes were cute. She was young and fresh and cute, except for when she acted like a complete total whore. But it's like outfit wise, I would have to give her like a C. Behavior wise, I'd have to give her an F.
Mm-hmm.
And put your fucking tongue back in your mouth.
I hate the tongue thing. I so hate the...
It doesn't... What does it mean, Miley? Does it mean that you can't speak to us because you need your tongue cut out? I mean, like, what is it? Like, because when they're asking her questions, Miley, turn this way, and she's sticking her tongue 14 ways. You know, I don't know. I couldn't hear what they were saying.
But what is the point? Is it supposed to be sexy? Is it supposed to be, look at me, I'm goofy, look at me,
I think
I'm
she was
goofy.
Trying to be raunchy. Like, I'm so raunchy.
Because I see other people. I've always thought it was stupid. There was an employee.
I think
there's
everything's stupid.
There was
that
an employee
do.
That I used to work with over at the other station that had an animal name that did that with almost every picture. And it would drive me batshit crazy. Just because it's like, you look freaking stupid.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, and it used to drive me crazy. So
I want to write down to see if I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it just, and I think, because I never found that this person
because you know what? I don't think that they're attractive, so I think that they have to just mean to disarm their ugliness.
To do, I'm thinking that too.
Okay.
I've always kind of thought that.
Because, like,
too.
I would never take a picture like that because I'm attractive. And you're attractive.
And you want to look, but you're most attractive.
Well, I mean, I'm clearly like one of these people, like, back up, put the fucking camera up, shoot this way.
Shoot me from this
sideways,
side.
Sideways. I'm this way. I'm not going to, I don't duck face. I don't do anything like that. And unless it was something funny with a kid, with one of my kids, because I got three kids and we were all doing something silly like that. Yeah. Okay, I get it. That's me and my kids doing crazy stuff.
But I see it on, not just this person, but I see it on all.
But like if we're at a bar, I don't think we're sticking our tongue.
But you see this more and more on Facebook.
It's because they're unattractive.
Facebook, the duck face has got to go now. I think they're unattractive. We need to help people find a new something because the duck face, everybody does it. Okay, the tongue out of the mouth. We've seen that. Shouldn't somebody just come up with a whole new regular face.
Everybody does regular face.
Let's try regular face. You want to? Let's try regular face.
Post that for our status. Today is regular face day.
Well, while we're talking
it's not
about,
throwback fucking whatever. Follow this. It's regular
and
face day.
And if I
day.
See another sperm on Throwback Thursday.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't see
have
that.
Have you ever seen that?
No, another but I don't.
This is about as far back as I can go.
I yeah. refuse to play along. I don't know why. I've just... There's been a few I've played along, like the doppelganger one that they did that was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that one. I did
so
that.
I did Anna Nicole Smith because I'm the spitting image, God rest in her soul.
And I did Vince Neil because I
that
get that all
would be
the
good.
Time.
Yeah, I get Anna Nicole and Dolly Parton. I get that from time to time when I'm bleached blonde. But yeah, the Anna Nicole was spot on because it was like an award show where her dress fell down. She's holding her tit up. And
it was perfect for you. Oh, and
yeah,
the tongue is out.
The tongue's out. Yeah, it was great. So, yeah, I could do that one. But other than that, I don't play along on those silly reindeer games. Yeah. I just can't do it. I feel like I don't have time, but then I'm scrolling through everyone else's shit. So I probably do have time. Probably. But I've got a lot going on.
You have a lot going on?
Two totally separate things.
Okay. Switch gears. Topic change.
TV show possibility. Christian radio station possibility. After hearing this segment of this portion of this program,
you know which one's done with.
I guess we're probably going to go down to college.
Well, I do the Christian radio thing all the time too.
Well, you know what? They like me. They know everyone that I've ever worked with, which is a total positive.
And they understand that you're a professional.
Yes, and that I can be very vanilla if I wanted to. I could be rocker girl if I wanted to. So I could switch it. I mean, I could tone it down.
Go with rocker girl.
Whatever job has an opening on their format would be the job that I'd probably take. But the cool thing about the TV, and we can't say the channel because then I'd be like hung by something. But I got through interviews with the executive producers of the channel, and it's a legit channel. It ain't no honey boo boo. It's bigger.
Bigger.
And it's reality TV.
I would love to watch you on reality TV.
It would be a hot mess. A hot mess.
Every time your scene would start to, there'd be like you hear brakes in a car. Kind of,
it would be. It'd be like a fucking train crash. So hopefully that will work out. And that's in Nashville.
That could be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be working on a reality TV show next week.
Ooh.
Starting on the 10th. Where it's going to be, I can't say. Same thing.
Isn't that funny?
But we're going to tape.
It's like they'll kill you if
tape,
you say.
We're going to tape here in town.
Oh, good.
And it's a dating. It's a dating type of show.
Oh, so, that's
nice. And Janet said, okay, you can do it as long as you're not involved in it. And I go, no, I would be the host.
I would host. You're not dating.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's fun.
Yeah. So I think we're. You and I are going down this same weird
hopefully
kind of path.
Hopefully there's
of like
bigger things.
Christian radio, reality TV.
Let's, that would be
one
cool.
of these has got to work.
I think something's got to pop. But I'm okay with my state of Nevada unemployment card.
It's so pretty and shiny. I'm going to go buy some steak with it.
I got to go get my nails done.
So anything else going on in the news that you wanted to...
No, we covered the Lamar Odom thing. I was very concerned about that. That may just had to come over and get that off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at least a cup size smaller now that I did.
You feel better?
I do.
To load off your back.
I'm a C now.
How long ago did you have the Franken boobs done?
Well, I had them done and then redone. So
oh, I didn't know you had them redone.
Well, there were, remember they used to be like up to here, like they were like
yes.
they were like under my chin. That would have been 2005, and then 2007 or 8, maybe I had them redone. There was some scar tissue that had been pushing them up, so very high and mighty.
So the same doctor did?
Oh, of course, Dr. Squires at 321-3210.
One more time, go ahead.
321-3210, squiresclinic.com. No, he's amazing. And so when he did them the second time around, they dropped into a more natural state, thank God. So I don't look so much like Anna Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
More like Jenna James. No, I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
Dude, Jenna's not looking
good. I heard she was running for something, for mayor. And then where was I? Oh, the nail shop, the nail salon. Because they're very reputable with their news there, yeah, too.
That's
we were just talking about, is it the Inquirer? Is it People Magazine? Or the nail lady?
Yeah,
Is it Kim or Helen? Who knows?
Yeah, it's not the TMZ. That's the DMZ. I don't go to the demilitarized zone of the Vietnamese nail salon.
Exactly. I'm getting my news from magazines that are 4 months old in there. But something about Jenna Jameson running for an office, and I chime in oddly with no, but I think a hooker was mayor of Georgetown.
I think a stripper was.
Okay, was she even the mayor?
Yeah, she was the mayor.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just pulling things out of my ass here. Now I'm just talking. I'm just pulling it out.
That was years ago, but yeah,
it was for a hot minute too. It wasn't even for like. Did she last the whole term?
I don't remember. I remember when it popped, but I don't remember how it played out.
This is what I remember. And had this not been going on at the same time, maybe she would have gotten more attention and been a better mayor and less of a stripper. But wasn't it around the time the Kobe Bryant thing happened in Aspen?
I think it was.
Like, it was either the time he did that bad thing or was his trial time. Because focus off the stripper and on to Kobe. Like, that should have been a bigger story than it was, if I remember.
I think somebody died in Georgetown. It was either an accident or a murder or something, and it was her name was brought up, and then it was found out. I think that's how it goes.
Well, there was a scandal after that, but I remember when she was running for it that there should have been, like, a lot more attention paid to it. But I think it was that Kobe situation. So, I don't really know. Who knows?
Does it matter anymore in this day and age?
I don't know. His wife and Carmelo Anthony's wife were seen having lunch in L.A., which means I'm sure Carmelo is going to go play for L.A.
You think so?
No. Why would you leave the Knicks?
I always thought it was odd, though, that he bought like that $4 million ring after.
$40 million.
40, was it 40?
Oh, yes.
Whatever it was. But would you really want to give your wife something here, every time you look at this.
You'll remember
why
the charges that I was faced with, which were really
butt sex, wasn't it?
I'm not even gonna say. Even on podcast, I feel my face getting like so red. Yeah, I mean, there are a few counts of very bad things.
Yeah, I remember a couple of guys at the sports station talking about it. You know,
yeah, well, like because
one,
they could.
Yeah,
because
yeah. They were like, one of them had a friend that had a really close inside.
Yeah,
deal,
and it was like, oh my God, you're not gonna believe. Mm-hmm. What happened in Aspen? Or Vail, Aspen? Where was Aspen?
Aspen? I don't remember. Colorado.
Aspen.
I don't follow sports like I should. You know, I try to keep up with like stories like sure. Like Peyton Manning threw 7 touchdowns last night.
Right.
Good. I don't know how, I don't know when, don't know which quarter, but I know enough to keep up with, like, these are the headlines, folks.
Right.
I know enough to...
I mean, if it's on, you know, TMZ or Facebook, you're going to know it.
Right.
Right.
And the only reason I do know it is because Joe Bonzel posted Peyton Manning throws 7 touchdowns, takes off his helmet, but looks like Forrest Gump.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I have a friend who was a former Bronco, so I knew that there was a picture of them on the field, and it said, oh, we tried to get him to throw 10, but we only got 7. I said, oh, cute. Okay. Well, he did 7. They slammed the Ravens.
And that means what to who?
To who? It's the first game.
Yeah.
The next game, home game, is the day after my birthday. They play Oakland. I do know that for all y'all Bronco fans up in here.
But don't you think...
See, I just remasculated the show. Here's your dick back.
You brought it back. You brought it back to sports.
Absolutely.
But don't you think sometimes sports is just, especially this day and age...
I can talk sports.
Is just a distraction.
I had to work with JoJo.
Mr. Sports.
Oh, my God.
For those that don't know, JoJo was... both our partners. We love JoJo.
I love JoJo all day long, but JoJo knows everything about sports.
He is Walkie's statistical book.
He was an announcer for the DU Hockey. He was an announcer at the Pepsi Center for the, I'm sure, the Broncos. He did sports radio for years. I mean, so it was one of those things that anytime you were to bring anything up, you knew you were going to get a dissertation back as to why, what, who, when, where, how that all played into whatever.
I don't understand how people listen to sports radio all the time. And I would hate
It's a lot of arguing.
It's a lot of arguing, and it's a lot of arguing about the same exact thing.
Well, it's a lot of arguing, and then you take calls with people that want
to
argue.
That'll argue about it. I don't think you're right about that. I think the play would have been better had the guy run around to the right instead of the left.
I got to work with Dave Logan on KOA one night. He's on there from 3 to 7. You know, he's number one, biggest show in town. It's Dave Logan. Go Team Logan. I mean, this is like the creme de la creme of me going to work at this building at KOA. And this is right before I moved to Vegas. They were kind of just trying me out to see, you know, can another girl handle working with Dave? Turns out apparently she couldn't. That would be me. They wanted another guy, which it's Dave and Dave now. But working in the talk show format setting, which we're doing now, which is fine because we're just, I mean,
you and
just,
I are bantering, you're not bantering. Taking calls.
It's really hard to be that focused. And when they talk, you know, they talk into the commercial break because they're doing their endorsements for the windows and this and that. And
Anderson, like, Windows.
You know, like, we'll be right back on KOA. And then it's a window commercial, but he's still live doing the window commercial. And then, I mean, the guy never takes his headphones off. It's like, go, 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 go. And I'm used to just kick it back. You play a couple of songs, yeah, drink a couple of beers. I'm kidding about the beers. Back.
Not really.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't drink beer. I don't drink beer. Take away from the girlish figure.
But that's the whole talk thing of sports.
Watching is like ping pong balls.
Well, before game, pre-game shows and post-game shows.
Yeah.
Like, post-game shows, like, what are y'all going to do today? Well, we're going to get out there, and we're going to try to work and move the ball. If we can move the ball today, this team's going to be great. All we got to do is make sure we're to work as a team and move the ball. Post-game show, what happened? Well, apparently we didn't move the ball.
We couldn't get the ball down the field.
Just the ball. You know, Jesus didn't want us to have the ball. So it's like, what do you...
Well, I mean, it's you know, it's from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight. So if you're going to be watching football... It starts about 4 because they've got to get it up for the East Coast feed. So they've got.
What about the people that get these TVs that have like 8 games on all, you know, like these.
Those are kind of fun. My friend Steve has one of those, and it's fun to go and watch, not you, Steve, but another friend, Steve, to go watch Sunday football because he'll be like, which game do you want to watch? And he'll pull up 12 games, and I'll be like, I don't know. Let's see what the Ravens in San Diego are doing. Or let's like, no, go back to the other one. And I'm not that big of a football fan, but the teams that I do like, I kind of know, you know, my few favorite players. Uh-huh. My husband was able to get like jerseys that air quote fell off the truck.
Right.
So they're all like $45. So I've got my Peyton Manning jersey and I've got my, some guy from the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know. A hot black guy. What's his name?
I'm surprised you don't know that guy's name.
I can't remember, but I wear his jersey. That's what I'm thinking about, people.
Well, Janet got, the girlfriend got these passes to go to the Broncos preseason game a couple weeks ago, a week ago, whatever it was. And she was like, please go with me. It's a company thing. You know, it's one of those team building. Don't make me go by my, please go with me. And I went because it was a box. And
if it's a suite, of course.
It's a suite. Yeah. And it's like, all right. So there's food and all this stuff. But I realized once I was there how much I sort of enjoyed it being there.
Of course.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it on TV. I've got better things to do.
Right, but you're there. It's like this is an event.
Yes, I was having a couple of nice hot dogs.
Yeah, it's like an event.
There was stuff happening on the field.
Totally.
There was cannon.
TV. You have your own bathroom in a suite. I'll always go in a suite. I don't even care what it is. I don't care what show. I don't care what game. If you have suite tickets, I'm in.
Just whatever.
I do not care. Because you have your own bathroom. You don't have to share. That's my worst thing is going to those venues and having to have to go or have my kids have to go. And I'm like, really?
Are you one of the girls that has to have, apparently, well, not because you can go to the suite. But you know the people that go, I have to hold it. I can't use a public bathroom. I can't use a friend's bathroom.
This is the deal. I can use other people's bathrooms. But once you break the seal.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same thing for girls. I've heard this for men. If you can tell me if it's true or not. But once you break the seal, you can't stop going.
Oh, like, well, I'm going to pee all the time. Once you start going, you're going to go. But you know the people that I hear women say those sometimes, especially if they got to go potty, poop.
Well, there's this stuff called poop. There's poopery. Do you not know about poopery?
Oh, wait. Do you have it in your purse right now?
I do. This is the best ever. This is so funny. And it's not all gone because I used it.
Uh-huh.
My old partner used to have to use it. Not JoJo. But it is this stuff you spray in the bowl before you
go. It actually says poopery
on it. It's called poopery.
Uh-huh.
And you spray it in the bowl before you go.
Right.
Like 4 or 5 squirts in before you go. And you can go.
Does it make your brain think it's home or something? Or what's
you can go. Because
these people that say, I actually cannot go. Like, my body will not go unless
you can
I'm home.
Go because you could walk in after you went and no one would ever know. Right after you went.
Okay, so it's
someone could walk in there.
Okay, so it's not the fear of germs that keeps people from
deodorizer. Well, yeah, it just depends on what is the fear. I mean, I've got also 4 things of Purell in here if you want to check in here. I mean, I've got, this purse is like a junkyard, but I've got everything in here. So beside the poopery, we have the Purell, and you should be able to, you know, I mean, I know when a bathroom's clean. I'm not going to go in a dirty bathroom, but like, Purell is just, that's just the lifesaver. I'm a big fan of the antibacterial.
Okay, but what would you say to these people, male, female, that go, I can only go at home. I can only go at home.
Well, I mean, it just depends on what their deal is, you know. Is it because you're going to stink up the place? Because if it is, poopery is available at drugstore.com and you can get like $5 off right now.
I love that you're doing spots.
Not yet a sponsor, hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, for germs, there's Purell. But, I mean, it's just, if you didn't, there's more germs on your iPhone than there is on the toilet seat of a gas station. So, you have to know that there's, right now, as you're sitting at your desk listening or at home enjoying the podcast, there are more germs on your cell phone than anywhere else.
Yep. Your keyboard at work is one of the nastiest things ever.
Not as bad as your cell phone.
What is it about the cell phone? Because you've talked into it, you lay it everywhere.
You've laid it anywhere. You've shown people pictures on it. They've touched it. You've maybe gone to the bathroom in the germy place.
Have you ever laid your the phone down on like a bathroom floor? Like go to Walmart or something?
Well, yeah, because you're not gonna drop it in.
I know. So you'd rather die. You've actually put it on the floor.
Yeah.
I thought about this the other day. I started to put it on the floor, but
no.
So I put it in between my pants, like in. Like my underwear was its little safe little hammock, you know?
Yeah, it's like anything that can fit in my bra is going to fit in my bra. So, yeah.
You don't worry about radiation making those things bigger? Turn it into like Godzillas?
I don't think they can get any bigger. If I was a dinosaur, I'd be Rachosaurus Rex.
Is he calling right now?
Yeah.
What does he want?
I don't know. But what's exclusive on TMZ?
You could talk to him if you need to put him on the air.
No, he's okay. Oh, interesting. Something. Liberace's one-time boyfriend, who was portrayed by Matt Damon in Behind the Cabalabra, Scott Thorson, is back in jail because of a dirty drug test.
Oh, really?
Yes. Ooh, add on TMZ, skip now, thank you. I will always skip now, by the way.
Yeah?
By the way, TMZ and YouTube. Yeah, tested positive for meth. Oh, meth. Damn meth.
You know,
it's getting all the good kids.
It's really weird because he's supposed to have cleaned up. That movie is based on his book. The movie was giant. The book is selling again like crazy.
Well, this guy, I guess, has been... He's
been in and out of
in and out. He's been in and out of jail. Also has stage 2 colon cancer.
Oh, didn't know that.
Dennis Hoff, who runs the famous Bunny Ranch brothel in Nevada, has been helping him and even got him out of jail recently so he could get proper medical treatment. Well, you know, that Henry Roth or Dennis Hoff, he's a really great guy. The guy that owns
Bunny Ranch?
No, but what a douchebag. Because that's your claim to fame. Dennis Hoff, you know, who owns the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, How about just Dennis Hoff, a really nice guy from Nevada?
Wasn't that Bundy Ranch? Was it the one that the government took over for a while?
I'm not sure. There were a few. They're in Pahrump, which is outside of the city of Las Vegas. It's in Nevada,
yeah.
But it's far. It's not that close. Right, it's a good 90 miles away or something.
Yeah, because
I mean, so Area 51, another 90 miles the other direction. So the fucking aliens and the hookers.
But I think it's funny that you think of Vegas as all the hookers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's illegal in Vegas.
In the city of Las Vegas.
In the city of Vegas, it's illegal.
But that's not outside of city limits.
I know, but I think everybody thinks of it as Vegas.
It's Vegas.
And the guys are flipping the cards at you, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, well, those cards are, those are like escorts. And they can't promote prostitution. And even in the strip clubs, they don't promote it, but don't think that they don't do it.
Oh, I know.
That's 3/4 of the business.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't walk through any casino, and I know because I work there, you can't walk through any casino without going. I know what she is.
Well, let
I know what she's
let me
sitting in a machine
you,
by the elevator.
If you want a hooker and you're going to Vegas, this is what you need to do. You need to bring a suit, some sort of a suit, a business type suit. Any type of suit will work.
Right.
It could even be, you know, run down. I wore it to my uncle's funeral 10 years ago, suit, but any type of suit. And something that resembles an iPad. Or an iPad case or a briefcase.
Right.
Sit your ass down in the sports book. If you don't know what that is, you shouldn't be going to Vegas anyway, but I'm just going to give you a hall pass.
It's a man show, so people know. Even I know what the
sports book is. Yeah, sports book. And you just have to ask when you walk in, where's the sports book? It's in the back. Sit your butt down at the sports book or somewhere near the sports book, and you will have within, I give it 5 to 7 minutes at the Rio. I'm going to name you the hotel and the time limit. Within 5 to 7 minutes at the Rio, if you were wearing a suit with something that resembles an iPad near the sports book, not even at sports book, but just near it. Hooker. If you're a woman wearing a suit with something that resembles an iPad,
a scissor sister going to come up.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's at the Rio, people.
Oh, it's everywhere.
They really want to know where are the hookers if you want to get them fast, and it's at the Rio or at the Olympia Strip Club, which is the Olympia Gardens.
You will, having lived there and worked there, you're more aware of this.
Yeah, I mean, you just know.
Right. Well, it's like I'm a big people watcher, and I do.
Well, and you can tell. I mean, they're walking down the strip. You can tell which ones are hookers. But if you want the high class up, you know, the high echelon hooker who you know is. She's at the level with the business guys. Now, for me, the Rio, it's not the nicest hotel. It's the masquerade Mardi Gras scene.
Yeah.
It's the you know, they got the fucking float with the beads that they throw
off. Yeah, it's
off.
Not the Pinery. Well, it's the Highlands Ranch.
And my Chippendales, you know, worked. I love the Chippendales. As gay as they may be, as the day is long. But that's where the hookers are. They are at the Rio. It's just funny to know. I mean, you can go into any casino and you'll be like, oh, she looks like a hooker. And it's like, no, that's just a girl from Illinois who's got her Vegas on.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this is one of my new favorite jokes that I've been doing that was killing in Vegas, because I went over to the Cosmopolitan one night and somebody said, you just got to go over there, people watch. So I went over, and it's amazing how many people are in those really short dresses, the one-piece dress, and the super high heels.
Yep.
And they all have no idea what they're doing.
They're lost.
They're lost. And my joke is, look, if you don't wear high heels back in Kentucky, don't come here and attempt it.
No.
Because you just look like a special needs hooker.
They do look like special needs hookers.
Because they can't walk. They wobble.
They wobble. They're barfing in their Yardo Pina Coladas. It's a scene with the shoes. And by 10 o'clock, they've got their shoes off. So our standing joke would be like, you come here, it's your Vegas on, and your shoes are off by 10 o'clock. So... like, you have to know what shoes to wear in what casino. You need to be a sensible dressed person at all times anyway.
Well, what is up with that hooker dress? That one piece? Is that
everyone gets one of these dresses. Uh-huh. And I think what it is is this. It's your first day in Vegas. You've packed your shit. You've packed all your shit from Ross. You've gone to Ross. You've got your dresses. You've gone to the mall. You've packed your Vegas clothes.
Uh-huh.
But then you get to Vegas. And you get your bikini on, and you go to your pool, and you get your Yardo Pina Colada. Maybe you're having a cabana.
Right.
Maybe you're getting some bottle service.
Your guitar full of
maybe daiquiri. Some boys are buying you some drinks. Yeah, you're doing your Yardo, you know, drink, Yardo Drinko. And you get drunk. And you walk back in to the, you're trying to get to your room, but you got to go through all those fucking shops first. And for some reason, that turquoise spandex one piece
just screams out of
Marshall
name.
Russo is just like, it's on that mannequin. And it's like, I gotta have that. That's what I'm wearing tonight, y'all. So I think what happens is it's a bad decision, and they go and they buy like a $50 to $60 Vegas dress, so they have that one memory of, this was Vegas. I got this in Vegas. Because I've got a great Vegas dress, but it's not a hooker.
But they all don't have to be that short, because they're all constantly pulling. Like, oh, I don't want them to see my tampon.
Well,
you know, it's like, that's how this one girl's...
That was the Cher impersonator. She just wanders around.
But there's something about they could have just a little bit more butt covered. I mean, there's something. Is that just now the standard dress of like it has to hit you right at the ass crack?
Well,
right,
I think it's for the age 30 and under. And then what happens is like the 45 plus who think that they've got it going, they venture into it. I think that from about 30 to 45, you take that period of time off. You don't do it. It's like a 21-year-old to 30-year-old thing, and then it's a 45-plus to 60-year-old thing where you're like, fuck, I did not just see that. I cannot unsee that. It was like Miley Cyrus on the VMAs. Right. Fuck you, Miley. I can never unsee that. This.
Yeah.
Like, you've burned...
The camel tongue is...
You've burned my eyes! So when we'd see the women that have, you know, they had a few kids and not the tummy tuck, and so it's like a couple rolls, and then the dress is hiked up. Then they're really worried about it. They've got the fishnets on. They've really overdone it. It's like overdone over the top.
Even they know
the younger girls,
isn't working.
Yeah, the younger, and those are the ones that I think that the older ones I think are the ones that make the mistakes because they've got their credit card with them or some money with them. That when they're walking from the pool back to their room, they're drunk because they've been in the sun for 4 or 5 hours. They're shit faced and they see these dresses in the window and they're like, I gotta have the hot pink fuchsia. One
with the bling.
Well, and so that they get these awful dresses and clear stripper shoes or something, and think that because they're looking around and they're seeing it glamorized by some people that can pull it off, which usually are people that work there, by the way.
Yeah.
And isn't the Cosmopolitan one of the strangest places that you've been
ever?
They have a hidden pizza joint in the middle of the Cosmo that you would never know is there. Did you? Happened to
no, I didn't,
eat there?
I didn't notice that. No,
because
I went
over hidden. That's why you wouldn't fucking notice it. Is this the weirdest thing? It's one of the best pizza places on the strip. And
which floor? Because I've wandered several floors.
I don't even know. I can't remember. I don't even know right now. I can't even remember. But it's like just this. It's just an entryway, and that's it. And it's just amazing pizza.
I will try to find it next
Please
time.
Please do.
I'm there.
Just it's.
And
just,
if you remember the name of it,
there's no. It's like no name. It might even be called like no name pizza. Like it's like off the beaten. I don't know. It's just very awkward.
But I have to say, Cosmopolitan, all my years of working in Vegas, all the years of being around it, Cosmopolitan was the most bizarre people watching I've ever enjoyed. Because certain things you expect in Vegas. You expect the guy from Des Moines and his shorts.
Yeah,
and
you
and
expect
his Spider-Man. You expect that
sure,
stuff.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But you walk over there and it's like, what are they thinking? Look at they're sweaty and they're dancing. And
well,
they're,
there's that, and then it's
and
like,
then there's
the
oh,
there's
of,
the this is where the rich people play. This
yes,
is rich people
I noticed,
playground.
I noticed that too.
Yeah, there's, because so you know the lighting fixtures are millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, and you got a lot of the foreigners, a lot of the foreign people.
Yeah,
that come
lots
in with money.
Of Asians there.
And
that
their
are
idea of
dropping.
What is fun, funky nightclub clothes. You know, because I saw a lot of what they would consider the club
kids. My husband worked
kids.
In the nightclubs, and, you know, they have the big DJs like Avicii or Swedish Mafia or all these big DJ guys come out and play, and it would sell out. I mean, it would be crazy, just crazy packed with people. He'd send me these crowd shots, and I'd be like, how could you even be in there?
Just packed.
Just packed with Asians. Asians and packs. I didn't even know if it was an Asian gang or an Asian fucking flash mob. I was like, they're too well dressed to be a gang. They could be a flash mob.
You never know.
I'd like to see that.
I would too. Well, I think we solved some of the world problems
as
today.
Usual.
We got the news. We got the latest Lamar news. We've got all kind of stuff. I think we've about done it. We hit an hour.
I think so.
I think we've done it.
We're good.
One more show down the.
Thanks for having
down
me.
The toilet.
Thanks for having me.
We've got to do it again.
Absolutely. I'm available at least once a month.
At least once a month.
At least once a month. Criminal Minds is on marathon. I'm here for you.
We will do it again, though. Tracy right. Taylor, remind people again how to find you.
Oh, at Tracy Radio on Twitter and on Facebook, Tracy Taylor Radio.
And I will please say, yes, follow her because her status updates do make me laugh out loud sometimes.
We're actually so. LOL. You make me LOL as well.
LOL.
You make and it me LOL
mean,
as well.
It doesn't mean lots of love.
No.
As some people think.
Oh my gosh, who thinks that?
I think the
Christian
grandpa,
people that aren't going to hire me in. Oh, Jesus Christ.
LOL, lots of love.
Oh, he probably does.
Mm-hmm. I had to explain SMH the other day to somebody.
Shake my head?
Yeah.
No.
What is SMH? Shake my head.
I had
shake
to explain it, GTFO. I was like, get the fuck out. You don't know get the fuck out.
Yeah. We need to maybe have a whole page on Facebook.
Of acronyms. Just,
yeah. Everybody knows. Welcome to the real world of...
Of how we...
But didn't that...
Our shorthand?
Yeah, but that happened years ago when text was expensive. Remember when text, like...
Right, that's why everyone abbreviated their shit, because it was so expensive to text. That's why everyone abbreviated, and then now my daughter can't spell, and I don't know is IDK. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. It means I don't know, or I can't talk now, mom's looking over my shoulder. There was all those things that...
Yeah,
they
I mean,
were
it was
the...
like this thing you knew. It was like Morse code. You could unscript the script.
Yeah, and now you can actually type a full letter, so could we drop some of the...
Yeah, the dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please.
Maybe. Thanks for having me. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And that, my friends, was Tracy Taylor. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Oh, and before I go, I do want to say a big, very special thanks to Dr. Cuttarelli at Cuttarelli Vision here in Colorado. Dr. Cuttarelli did my LASIK surgery last week, and I have got to say, thank you! I am looking at this without glasses or contacts, first time in years. It's pretty amazing. He did a great job. I'm highly recommending Dr. Cuttarelli at Cuttarelli Vision. So if you need more information, Google Dr. Cuttarelli or Dr. Cuttarelli Vision, or you can write me here at Remasculate. It's McGrew@msn.com. So if you're thinking about getting LASIK, trust me, you should do it. And Dr. Cuttarelli is the guy that should do it for you. People come from all around the world and all around the country. So if you want to fly into town and know that somebody good is doing it, I'm recommending it. All right? All right. Now let's get back to finishing up the show. Join us again next time on Remasculate. You know what I say? God bless America. And go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. We bid you adieu.
Aloha.
In the basement of the mud flap house, fluffing and poo, and their underwear, thingies and news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind